Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We must eat in order to live. We must take the world into our bodies and transform it into flesh and blood. In this way, we are what we eat, and the whole world is presented as one all-embracing banquet table for us. Throughout the scriptures, this image of a banquet, this image of eating, remains. It is the image of life at its creation. When the Lord said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed and every tree, which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food." And also the image of life at its end and its fulfillment. And Jesus said in the book of Revelation that you eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. We are what we eat. And it is for this reason that the night of the fall was a most bloody night. It was a bloody night because that was the night when the Lord of all creation sacrificed one of his creatures to make garments of skin for fallen mankind. That was the night when the first blood was spilt from the innocent in order to cover the sin of the guilty. That night was bloody because God so loved the world that he would sacrifice that which was good to cover and spare that which he had called very good. God spared Adam and Eve from death through death. It was, in fact, the first taste of death that God's newly created creation experienced. The taste of death and the sweet taste of the forbidden fruit. With that one bite, Adam and Eve joined the rebel armies of Satan. With that one bite, they took up the cause of death and they plunged all of creation into chaos and destruction. With that one bite, Adam and Eve became slaves to sin. Man is what he eats. The night before God's people left Egypt, that too was a bloody night. Firstborn sons and unblemished lambs died. They died because Pharaoh's heart was hard. They died because Pharaoh learned from the best. He learned from Adam and Eve all about slavery. The lambs, however, were innocent. They had not rebelled, nor had they sinned. They had not enslaved their brothers. Yet they died that night. They were sacrificed in the place of a guilty people. The lamb's blood marked the doorposts of those who believed and clung to God's word through Moses, who in repentance pleaded for mercy to the only one who could grant it. And so that blood marked them for life. But those marked by the blood of the lambs, though they were spared to live, the firstborn of the Egyptians were taken by the avenging angel of death. That blood counted for them, and the angel passed them by. The killing angel passed them by, and God spared them from death through death. It was nevertheless not enough that the lambs died in the Israelites' place. It was not enough that their doors were marked. It was not enough they hid behind the innocent blood of lambs. They still needed food. They still needed life because man is what he eats. And so they ate of those lambs, safe from death. They ate in a foreign land, in haste, in preparation for a pilgrimage to freedom. They drew strength and nourishment for this journey from the flesh that God provided them. It was a double giving. The one was a substitution, a satisfaction, the removal of guilt, the turning away of the angel of death, while the other giving was a feeding, a filling, a bestowal of righteousness in the eating. Man is what he eats. And so it is they escaped slavery with the strength to travel to the land of promise. The night before our Lord's departure was also a bloody night. In the garden, his anguish turned into a bloody sweat, but his father was unflinching about the sacrifice. He too must die so that men would again be his. God loved the world by killing him. His blood would mark thorns, lashes, the hands of evil men, the wood of the cross, the dust of Golgotha, so that God would spare men from death through death. Though first, his blood would mark the chalice, the vessel by which it is carried to mark the doorposts of his children's lips and hearts, so that the angel of death would pass them by. For Christ is our Passover lamb. He takes away the sin of the world. He accomplishes once and for all what the lambs in Egypt pointed to and prophesied about. He too lays down his life in a double giving, one of substitution, one of feeding. He dies in our place. He gives himself as the food of salvation, providing strength and courage for the journey of freedom to freedom. A freedom in Christ given now, yet only fully realized in heaven when the slavery of the sinful flesh, the old Adam, finally passes away, never to return. We are what we eat. And so it is that we remember him in eating and drinking. We proclaim the death that he died once for all, as an atoning sacrifice to remove all wrath, all guilt, all shame, all sin. The sin that we ourselves commit and those committed against us, we proclaim the death that makes us who believe in him safe from death and heirs of life. The death that killed death, the death that triumphed in defeat, the death that issued forth the reign of life. For this living flesh is eaten by mouth, slipping past the teeth and down the throat, giving sustenance and nourishment for our journey to our true home, the heavenly promised land. And so you come then to the heavenly banquet on bended knee, seeking mercy and correction, seeking to receive the fruit of the tree of life which hung upon the cross of Golgotha. You come seeking to have your doorposts painted with the blood of the Lamb so that you might be spared from the angel of death. You come seeking to receive the body and blood of Christ for your good. Are you worthy of it? You are worthy because God has made you worthy through Christ's sacrifice. He has forgiven your sin of unbelief, doubt, of outright ignorance of his word. He has covered your naked sinfulness with robes of righteousness and garments of salvation, made white, made spotless in the blood of the Lamb. He has spared you from death through death. He has made you clean from the inside out. And so you are what you eat. But you do not transform what you eat into yourself, making it your own flesh and blood. But when you eat the body and drink the blood of Jesus Christ, it transforms you into what it is. It makes you holy, for what you eat is holy. You are forgiven because what you eat forgives sin. You are safe from death, for what you eat gives life. You are nourished for your journey home, For what you eat gives sustenance unto your heavenly goal. You are what you eat. Keep eating and believing in what Jesus has promised, and spread that news to what he has done for you, to all that come before you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.